There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Talking Moments. My smile is cheesing this hard because I worked hard for this particular interview. I literally harassed AY everywhere I saw him. AY, when are you coming to my podcast? And then these people also, once they see those videos, they're like asking, when is AY coming? When is AY coming? So finally, AY the comedian finally decides to grace us with his presence.
You know, the reason I've not been here is because I got the first-hand information that this podcast that would definitely divide Nigeria. Yeah, so I, every time I hear that and I see this mic popping up and people are, you know, venting or talking, I just know that the following day, something's going to happen. But we have reached the stage, age and time where we just believe that something must kill a man. So let's do this.
You know what I feel like? I also feel like people are like, this podcast, it's an era for it. There's quite a number of them. Mm-hmm. And then as we said before the camera came on, it could be a 1 hour lengthy conversation where you can learn so much. Mm-hmm. And then agenda must agend.
Sensationalism.
And then they pick out the sensational part. And then that's what people keep running through. And you've had quite a number of that this year.
Oh, see, as a matter of fact, every podcast, it was a cast.
You were not the guest. You were being talked about on the cast.
Every podcast, AY was a cast. And that's what's the concept of show business is all about.
Yes, you know, I agree.
If they don't even talk about you, you're a nobody. It means you're irrelevant. Mm. So if you still make the trends, it means there must be something about you. There must be something about you. Somebody's just trying to dig, you know, deeper a little to get more. Mm. And where we also need to be quite cautious of how we go about, you know, interviews and what have you. Because everybody is just hungry.
I think it's the state of the country.
You see, let me tell you, they're just looking for where to pour out the frustration.
The economy.
Yeah,
the economy is wiping everybody. And if they can't wipe the guys at the top.
That's what I said the other day. I said, now they have agreed and generally accept the fact that the politicians are not the comedians because they can tolerate them.
Yes.
So the comedians that are supposed to just do jokes for you to laugh about and are the ones you take seriously.
Yeah.
So you see the misplaced priority going on there. But yes, we understand it. But all the same, is a learning process for some of us in the game. Mm. Now you know.
Mm. Do you think that it's a case of they can't reach these politicians directly? How many of them operate their social media accounts? If you go and vent on Darcy, for instance, the president's comment section now, nothing's going to happen. You can cry from now to tomorrow. If you go to like the governor, they get the governor, someone who I took a stroll to his Instagram one day. I was like, what? But they can't really touch them. But then they go to your shows. They, you know, they interact with you because of who you are.
Have you for you to know that this people is a pattern for them, go and see. Sometimes somebody says something really, really bad about you. And then you'd be like, no, I'm clicking the block button. And that's okay. You go there, you see a follow back sign like, so you are even following me.
Yeah. Let me tell you the one that wipes my brain, bro. It's not the follow back. Mm-hmm. You know, when you click the page, you see follow back, but you also see message. Mm-hmm. When you click the message, they've been in your messages.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're like, it's attention actually looking
now,
for.
Now, that attention that they are seeking for is also coming at the time when they believe that, okay, I've tried to get your attention. Now that I'm not getting it, it's going to be fire for fire. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, AY, you're this. AY, you're that. And then sometimes we also make that silly mistake of, you know, responding to the ones that are praising us, we ignore. So now I've learned. So when the praises come, I'll be like, okay, it's time to start concentrating on these guys. Yeah. Okay, you deserve a follow back.
Yeah.
Or I'm learning something from you. Now, this is not to say that we do not take or accept criticism, but make it constructive, create a balance, have some sense of decency, have some respect, behave like your parents trained you. You see someone like me, and then you go to, you see like one, this Gen Z, they don't give two shit. They give it to you like it's art.
Yeah,
you know.
They don't care.
But try to create a balance.
Yeah.
Even if you have a point,
express it in the way that you're heard.
Be constructive.
Yeah.
And that's the part that really, really gets to me. And I'll be like, okay, no, you know what? I'm over it now. I'm not doing this anymore. So,
you know, for a long time, I've never been one who I just post and I move on. Because just as you said, I learned very early in my journey, which is nothing in comparison to your journey, because I'm about to get into how long and how lengthy and wealthy your career has been. But before we do that, I learned very early enough that what people don't understand, the first option is to almost, out of fear of, I don't understand what this is, it's to almost just criticize or just hate. And I think I also told myself a long time ago that it's not that deep, because at 11:30 at night, while you're in your struggleville, wondering why NEPA hasn't given you lights in 3 days or trying to drag your generator with the night, I'm the least person on your mind when you're faced with your own family problems. As you said, country tough, economy bad. They just feel that you are not affected by the problems of this world. And people don't understand why you're joyful. So it's like, this guy, why is he always, it's only you. Sell us AY artist, only you. Yeah. Merry Men part one, part two, part three. Yeah. I beg.
Yeah,
do you understand? They're coming. It's not that deep. They don't, these are people that will see you on the corner and say, Baba, can I take a picture? Boss.
They do. Not like we even deny them the pictures.
Hey.
So I'll be like, okay, because I denied you. So for this reason, I should be nailed to the cross.
Yeah.
This is the gift and the curse. It's a pattern.
Yeah.
It's a pattern. Do you know that it makes them happy when they go home and they see their name, or maybe you pick out a comment? You know, sometimes we get so emotional and then you single somebody out and you pick out the comment and they see their name on the blogs, like,
yeah, they call all their friends.
Now we. So it's an excitement to indict, you know, but not like, some of them really, really mean it. They just want to be part of that trend.
5 minutes of fame.
Yes, if this is the only way. You see,
and then
that,
it's so funny how those people really follow this blog. So people that have not seen them since secondary school reach out to them and say, my guy, I see you on top of this blog.
Yeah.
My guy, see nobody they tackle AY. Nobody they.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it gives them joy. But the on the other hand, what they don't understand is that they are trying to kill a career that someone built over the years.
How many years has it been?
With hard work and what have you. I've been in showbiz for like 25 years because 25. I started organizing the campus beauty pageant from like way back, Delta State University. I've been there. A lot of people don't know what they see. Sometimes they see you in Lagos and the first thing that comes to mind is that this one just came from nowhere. Come on, you don't know me. I've been doing this business for the longest time. It's just that I started more as an organizer. And I only just woke up one day and I said, okay, it's also good to grace the stage. Mm. I mean, leave backstage and come to... I used to organize a campus beauty pageant. I've had candidates that has represented Nigeria for Miss World. I've had candidates that has represented Nigeria for Miss World Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they go for most beautiful girl in Nigeria. Mm. I usually would come to Lagos then. And when I say candidates, I'm not talking about one. I'm not talking two. I'm not talking three. And that was how I got to know many of these people in show business. And as a matter of fact, I was an assistant pageant manager for Miss Commonwealth at the time. So it will baffle you to know that I can stand up and teach a lady how to catwalk.
Wow.
I can look at you and I'll tell you all your sizes. I'll tell you this is an 8, this is this, that is that. I won't trend now.
Honestly, no, we have to throw all of them out. It doesn't matter. Like, this is interesting, actually, because I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone, as you said, is a trend where even with, you know, this generation that you mentioned, I find myself having to, you know, not necessarily coach, but admonish a lot of them. You see success stories now. You have no idea what it took to build the years of hard work. We see the glory, and the glory is what is inspiring you. That also, I kind of blame a lot of us because a lot of people don't really share so much about the how to or the when they. So that makes a lot of people just see the now and think, if AY can do it, I beg.
Yeah,
don't
I can
have
do
two
it.
Heads.
I can do it.
I can do it as well. But it's interesting to know that, you know, those were your humble. Did you ever think that you'd be the most followed comedian in Africa?
Not at all. Not at all. And I will say this here live and direct. I was working with the King of Comedy at the time as his personal assistant, and then would travel everywhere. So every time we move around at the airport, everywhere we go, you see people, you know, wanting to take pictures with Ali Baba. And there I was with my, you know, small bag and everything and grabbing all his phones and everything. And I'm just looking at what's going on. And I made, it was me making a request, asking God, like, wow, Father Lord, I pray someday in life, people will come and meet me to take pictures like this. Then I didn't see anything coming. It was just a prayer point. And backed with hard work.
Mm.
I was just at that point in time in progression in the right direction because one, I was 7, which is what a lot of people don't understand till date. You need to serve.
Mm.
I was serving the master and I made my wish.
Mm.
So it came to pass.
Mm.
So when I see all of this happening today, all the laurels, all the awards, everything, at times I just drive and I'm crying. And like, this is you. How did you do it? So I always give all the glory to God. And at the same time, I've come to understand that when people wait against their favorites, it's part of the hatred.
Mm.
How come?
This boy.
Why him?
Yeah.
You know, he's not the funniest. Some labeled him dry. Some says we don't like his comedy. But it's moving. There's nothing you can do about it. It's moving. Is it successful? Yes. I always tell people it's like the premiership. If you're a fan of football, you see there are different clubs. People will say, well, I love Chelsea.
Mm.
I love Man City. I love Man United. And there are some people who will be like, you know, these people, the Wolves, they are the bottom. Mm. These people are there.
Mm.
But guess what? When you go to that stadium, this is what I want people to understand. The fans never leave the ones that they support.
Mm.
They never leave the ones that they love. Even if they are not topping the league, they
keep pushing them.
The followership is there.
Yeah.
So people should understand it that, okay, it's not all about, okay, now this person is Sabi and Pass.
Mm.
I have my own fan base.
Mm.
Does it work for me? Does my work put food on the table for my family? Yes, deal with it. That I'm doing well doesn't mean that I don't respect the other person that you respect, that you claim is more talented.
Mm.
And I will accept it wholeheartedly.
Mm. Mm.
I even tell people that if you ask me to name 10, you know, funniest comedians in Nigeria, I won't put my name.
Do you feel like your case is a case of when they say, what's that word? Not talent is one thing, but when they say...
Oh, talent is not enough.
No. They say, what's that word? When you keep applying yourself. When you keep applying yourself.
The percentage.
No, when you keep applying yourself to something, you get better than the talented person, because the difference between you and the person with talent is you just keep applying yourself.
Consistency is part of it. And
talent, they said consistency will beat talent. What? Not necessarily hard work. It's consistency I'm looking for. So everybody, the bricklayer is hardworking.
Yeah. No. But anytime you go and make a post and say hard work, people will even come at you.
I think it's consistency. Applying yourself over and over. Showing
is part
up.
Of it. You know, when you are used to doing something over time, it becomes embedded in your system. It becomes a major part of what forms your character.
Mm.
And then when you begin to dish out, what you get is results.
Mm.
You can't get it wrong, because you already know. It's like a template. Mm. You have it. It's in your hands. So all you need to do is to explore more and see how you can beat your yesterday, today.
Mm.
And now you can beat your today, tomorrow.
Mm.
And that keeps you in the game. Mm. And that way you're consistent. You keep improving on yourself. And when people tend to point out things that are not working from your shows, from the things that you do, accept the criticism.
Mm.
You know, even if you don't find it constructive, go back to your drawing board, look at it. And so when you come back again, what that simply means is that you're not going to face relegation.
Mm.
You're not going to go down, because you're learning from people and you have to be in the trend. You have to do what the people are doing or what the people expect of you.
Mm. I think your comedy style is basically on trend, right? Because half the time there's a lot of satire and a lot of mimicking what is going on in society and things that have trended. I've never been to an AY Live show because you never invited me. But I keep seeing that you sell out every other year. And then I never used to be around for years. And then times when I've been around, I never got invited. And I just thought AY probably just invites the people that he wants at his show and not necessarily me.
Okay, so. I will not have another fight. So let me know how many tables you need for the next AY
Live. For the next one, March, Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
I was trying to say about that is I feel like, you have a style where you pick up the things that people have talked about through the years and reenact it on stage, right? And,
I always tell people that comedians are social commentators.
Mm.
So gone are the days where you go on stage and you're talking about lion con the pushing monkey, monkey con the run. There used to be a time for that kind of comedy. But where we are right now, nobody wants to see you on stage talking about lying on the pushing monkey on the road. You have to talk about trending issues.
Mm.
But you also have to learn not to hit below the belt.
I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
When did we get all so sensitive? And educate me. Because one of my favorite comedians in the world is Dave Chappelle.
Oh, Dave Chappelle will give it to you back to back.
A shit. If you're sensitive, don't go to shows.
Almost all of them. Almost all of them.
Kevin Hart, I think, is still a businessman. He cares about the business, so he wants to be politically correct sometimes.
No, but don't get it twisted.
Really?
Oh, no. He goes real hard, you know. They all learned from the best, from Richard Pryor and the rest of them. If you're in the audience, you can laugh about the comedian talking about Nigerian police.
Mm.
You can laugh about the comedian.
Everyone has had an experience with them.
You can laugh about the comedian talking about the politicians, you know. But once the joke is on you, it becomes a problem.
Mm.
And you become extra sensitive. You want to take it to
Nigerian comedians have shown me shaggy and I haven't done anything back.
So
they've shown me shaggy.
It simply means that you have sense of humor. I've seen you anchor an event with Basket Mount on stage. And then, it was giving it to you playfully. And you were all smiles and complimenting him, even reminding him of lines to use to come at you. That's someone who understands that.
I think I can take a joke.
I can take 2 million jokes about jokes. I've heard jokes where people will say that, oh, AY, today, that juju you do use, you go die. You go die. And I would just be laughing and all of that. I've a comedian who was just coming that I brought on stage. He even cracked a joke and said, man, ha, AKY says tape not come out, or maybe we'll not go CCA. In get small. Mm-hmm. I laughed about it. Mm. And even made him a promise on stage that, wow, this joke is good. You're going for my London gig. Mm. You know, people should learn to just, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. Yeah.
But of course, like I said, it's also a learning process for us. Mm. We must also learn to understand the times. Mm.
So do you think it's a timing issue?
Do you feel like maybe sometimes if something is still so sensitive, maybe don't crack a joke about it? Now, yes, it is. I did a tour and I made a joke on David.
Yeah, I saw that.
David. Yeah, I made a joke on David. It was one of the funniest, you know, of the set. Mm. So, but when the joke came back home, it was already stayed. Mm. It was a trend at the time, so people could connect with it. Mm. So it was making sense. Oh. So now, there I was basking in the euphoria of the fact that this joke has life. Mm-hmm. And I brought
him
back.
And he's your guy, right?
Yeah, he's my guy. Thank God. If not for that boy, where he come, Melo, who came on my page, I was like, Baba, nothing spoil. And the rest, do you know?
Because I think David can take a joke. David throws jokes on the internet all the time.
Yeah. But the people, the fan base.
Yes.
I mean, we are the God of David, Isaac and Jacob, Goliath. We are the ones and all that. That David does not even have their addresses or know them personally. Mm. These are the ones who will come for you like, how dare you say
this? But does it get to you when they come for you like that?
Let me tell you, I'm human. Like me, like I was coming to a point. Now, the point is, when that joke came out, the timing wasn't right.
Okay.
Because sensationalism, which is the core, now became a part of it. Now, there was a running issue between David and Amaju Pinnick.
Okay.
Going on online that same day. Mm. So this joke that was said on the show earlier, before all of that drama
now came back to life.
You know? So trust the bloggers. Once they'll pick, they don't care. Mm. They'll just grab it, pick the one that will form the trend, and they will put that caption. Mm. And you know,
it's
Nigerians.
Always the caption for me.
And you know, Nigerians, they don't like to investigate anything. Yeah. They don't like to find out anything. There's no balance in their system. From the headline, your son will die. Your daughter, that your newborn baby is going to die too. What did I say that is now resulting to, you know, my daughter, my newborn baby dying? Mm. What did I say? What's that bad to be said that I went up on stage to say that will make it? So as human, that would get to me. Mm. Like, no, it's not that serious. This is only a joke. Simple joke. Very simple. I'm even so scared to say it again so I don't get in trouble again.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it was good when we used it. At the time, I was on the tour of Canada and US and what have you. It was very,
very
good.
And there were probably things that were trending in the news at that time,
yes,
right? That you probably... Do you feel like as a comedian, and I'm just asking this generally, because I feel like this is where the world is going now. The Me Too movement, the sensitivity in the air, everyone's so cautious about being politically correct. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this would have a trickle effect on the art of comedy? Because if you're saying how everybody has to be so uptight.
Oh, yes. It will. As a matter of fact, I have a tour next month, AY Live in the UK. So now I'm going to be in the UK. Now I'm asking myself, cancel Ile, you won't say this. Cancel this one, you won't say this. And I'm looking at the list. You've almost canceled everything. So I don't know if it's lion and goat.
Back to the lion crossing the road and the goats. Yeah.
I don't know if that's what we're going to be talking about. Because, but all the same, this is the life I chose. This is business for me.
Mm.
And in as much as I'm going to convince myself that I'm not hitting below the belt, I will go ahead and do my thing.
Yeah.
I will just go ahead and do my thing. And that's why I still appreciate people who understand. We've done a lot. You see, in Edo, she's on stage. I'm grabbing the mic and I'm going on in Edo and they will laugh. Can I, I will say, anytime there's a rule for kissing. And when the ladies see Ramsey, and they say, Kanayo, God forbid. Ramsey, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that Kanayo is not kissing.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that in this joke, I'm trying to say that there's preference for the ladies when it comes to the kissing game. You know? I put myself in most of all these jokes. I'd be like, do you know I wanted to act with Genevieve and they told her that there's a kissing rule. Genevieve said, God forbid. And then, what did I do? I said, okay, fine. And I used my money to go and get some foreign actors, all those beautiful actors. And I started kissing them one by one just to get at them. And people would laugh. It's just something funny.
So do you think that cancel culture is ultimately going to affect a lot of creatives? Because
Let me tell you. There are places that cancel culture would work.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places that it won't work. You know? What are you canceling? It all depends on what you're canceling. Because even what happened between me and some other fella online, you see the balance.
Mm.
You see the balance. No, I didn't see. I didn't see the insult here, or I didn't see the joke going this way. Mm. And then you see. So it's all about fan base matching each other right now.
Mm.
Oh, leave this man alone. Oh, you are not supposed to say this about this man. So there's this. So there's no cancellation there.
Mm.
So it's going to be a long struggle.
A long battle.
Yeah, that's going to be ongoing for the longest time.
Mm.
But bottom line is that what we need to do as talent is to just understand the times that we are in.
Mm.
Mm. Everybody the para. Mm. You know, everybody is vexing. The one that would wake up and say, let fire burn your kingdom, burn your house, burn everything.
Mm.
They will come, they will say. Everybody is angry. And now, it's also not safe for all of us. I don't know what you have. You don't know what I have.
Mm.
I can take it personally and come for you.
Mm.
Or either you are coming for me or we're coming for ourselves. So what are we doing? Are we now going? The cancel culture will be us killing ourselves now.
Yes,
now.
I mean, you touched on the burn issue. And I mean, I should have started with that. You have had quite a year. And I'm so sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You've had quite a year. There's been so many high points of your year, but there's been also a lot of devastating moments that, you know, happened for you. I know this year you had a new baby. It was last year you had
last
a new baby.
Year.
Yeah, but this year, this gorgeous house went up in flames. Mm-hmm. Where were you when you got that call?
I was in Canada. I was on the tour.
You know why I asked that question? I've been a victim of a house fire when I was a kid. And unfortunately, both my parents died as a result of that.
Oh.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And that's one of the greatest, that's one of my biggest fears.
Oh, wow.
It's literally one of my biggest fears.
Okay. Sorry about that. As I'm just hearing that for the first time. I'm so sorry about that. Now, that was my point of Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
Knowing fully well that
nobody was.
My family, they were on holidays. So that was my Thanksgiving. So when people see me like, they're still wearing clothes.
You kind of didn't even want to share it.
He's still doing what he knows how to do best because that's a Thanksgiving. Now, would I be talking about the house that is aflame or the set of things that got burnt in that house if I lose my family? No, I will be devastated. I will be gone. I'll be a living cop. So my point of Thanksgiving was that, okay, fine. we were all away. I was in Canada doing my tour, so I was just going to join them. You know, they were in Disney, so at the time, so I said, okay, let me just finish the last one, so I come join you guys, and we'll come back home. And
there I was. Where were you at the point when you got that call?
The call, it wasn't really, let me tell you how bad it was. It was very, very bad. I woke up and I saw about 78 missed calls. I didn't know what was going on. You know the time difference. Mm. You know, when people are sleeping here, people are waking up in another part of the world. So I woke up to these calls. I think people just wanted to know what's up. So me, anytime I see something like that, I just know something
has happened.
Something has happened. Nobody gives me this amount of calls like
78.
Same day. So I was like, even more than, because that was on one phone. So I was just looking like, okay, what's going on? So the first thing that came to mind was, okay, let me just open my phone. And the first place I would see my house was on Instablog.
That's how you found out?
The first place I would see my house was on Instablog.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah. So then I started reading messages. Then I called Larry, called Yomi. Yomi, what's up? And I was like, bro, sorry, day. I was trying to... I said, Yomi, what's up? I said, bro, nothing. You're up, you're okay. Your toy is going on fire. I said, Yomi, you the Chris? That my house is on fire. You're telling me this, da. So I started sending him.
Pictures.
I said, okay. We said we didn't want you to know. We just wanted you to go on with your... In this time and age, you will know these things will just come hitting you at no time. So what did I do? I just left my bed. Just went to give myself a steam bath. I was there and all that. I just said, okay, I better go get a small casamingo. Let me mingle myself.
Because at that point, it's actually one of my biggest fears. Because I'm like, you know, just I know a lot must have gone into...
It was bad.
Because your wife worked on my home. So I know a lot must have gone into
putting
out...
It was very bad. One small money that I was hiding from the woman because she loves dollars a lot.
Money burns down
everything.
Yes.
Everything. And you know the funny thing, this life, man. Now, she noticed where I kept the pounds in the house and all that. She helped me. She took it to the bank.
Mm.
I'm like, you know, with all this domestic stuff, you can't be doing this. So, yeah. She not to like pounds like that. She like dollars. So I didn't say that, okay, if you enter, So she was the one that rescued the pounds, but then dollar cash. I pity that too, because all our designers' bags, everything that we
couldn't
manage,
call the fire service.
Wait, they came. Of course, you know the way it works now. They came, but the damage, you know, had been done. You know, this was a fire that started from the rooftop. And what
but what cost yes, it? So, was electrical?
Electrical. Some it was space. Electrical. And, but like I said, we are in position to thank God.
Mm.
And like I also say to myself, in as much as I'm working, in as much as I'm alive, nothing. God will do it again.
Mm.
Most definitely. I'm not a lazy man. I work. And I know sometimes I look at myself and I say, you work too much. Mm. So there's no room for failure. There's no going back to the village.
Word. How do you motivate yourself so much? Because I can't even lie. Ordinary one small robbery that happened to me in the UK. and I lost a lot of things. My Christmas was, I was having PTSD.
Mm.
It was a lot. Do you know what I mean? Just, I couldn't believe that, you know, it happened the way it happened. Mm. So how do you stay motivated through it all? Because somebody else would have gone through their entire house burning down and will literally just be in Canada right now, just resting till they can show up again.
No, but funny enough, the people around me, they worry too much about me. I love it because it's just a way of showing, that we care so much about this individual that we have in our life. My sister was all about, oh, you need to come and go for comprehensive checkup. They need to know if this is working, liver, old one.
Because it's a lot. Your entire house burned down.
But you know the funny thing? when you, I go through all of that and you come out, everything, you're just functioning. You're, because I do a lot of sporting activities as well. You know, when you, I just bond, I, all these things, I bond them out.
You play like football, don't you?
I play football like I could have played professional football. Like, yeah. When they're doing all those celebrity
tournament
and the rest, whether I play, the JJ Okocha's will be asking them, tack that one. Don't think he's a comedian. Because they know, at the end of the day, I will still score. The clips are all over the internet. So people will know, they know. And you can, just like Macaroni was opening his mouth with the, I will mess you up in the game of table tennis. I said, look at all these Lagos Ajebota children. We that grew up. You know, people they call Budman. Budman, those are the people that you call upon when it's time to take somebody out of the board. Maybe somebody's reign is getting too much. So they'll call Budman, yeah, come burn the game. So this bonding thing, we've been bonding things since. So I'm that kind of person. So one day he calls, I saw your clip. And I said, okay. I said, Debo, Mabo. So he came, he saw, but I conquered.
Wow.
So I said, Debo, okay, let me just give you 7 ahead, first to 11, so that you will know, you understand. So now, he's not talking anymore. So I like it when people don't see me coming, the things that I can do, you know. And sometimes I just hear some people, oh, no, now if I catch them, I go beat them, I go do this. They don't know that some of us. My prayer point.
It's just this elevated lifestyle that made you calm down.
They don't know that some of us, it's mother's prayer point that is keeping us focused. The day will change it.
You know, you seem like such a jolly good fellow. I don't know how bad things happen to you, and the next day I run into you in an event, or I've seen you in the middle of one controversy and you're just there laughing and not like, do you ever have moments where...
That's why people would tell me that I don't look my age. I don't want to look my age. I don't.
Right there.
If I bottled all of that in, you see all the strains, you see everything. You, no, don't see, this life is too short. It's okay. Don't kill yourself. We don't have to, you know. I mean, it doesn't mean that we're not going through a lot or going through different situations, but we just don't allow that situation control us, because that's going to be the kickoff point where you're going to be going down.
Wow.
Because the minute you let it kick in, suddenly you just realize that, okay, I'm no longer AY. You suddenly just realize that you're losing it. And then you're making some other people happy, because that is their prayer point consistently. So now you just have to find a way to get up, do what you have to do, you know, keep on keeping on, fight the fight, work the work, and the result will come. So they are the ones who are going to be under that fire and tension, knowing that no matter how they try, you're still who you are. You're still in business. You're still relevant. You are alive and you're kicking.
That's very impressive. This year, it seemed like you were just getting it from all corners. It's like you're about to rescue from this one. I mean, at some point, I'll see you come up on my page and it's something you're addressing. And I'm like, did you ever get to a moment where you just thought, what is this? What is going on here? Because this is, I've never really seen you so much in the news about either clearing up one situation or one person's upset and another person is saying this. You know, when you get these things, what's the first thing? Are you like,
let me tell you, let me tell you where all of this started coming from. When people start interviewing you, I say, oh, you're one of the entertainers without any form of controversy. How do you want to? They already set you up. You not get controversy, Abby.
but prior to this year, truly, that was how you used to fly yes, by. No. People used to look at you and just think, this guy is a jolly good friend.
You not get controversy, Abby. You see, when people set out to ruin you, there was one time, man, there's just one blog just carried that I was with a girl at a club. We're holding hands, walking away and blah, blah, blah. All that trend was ongoing. I mean, now, that was the first time my wife would react. Now, yay! Now, me and this man, now me and this man come out. Now, me and this man come house back. Now, me and this man did this bed. At what point in time, this thing that you're reporting, what would they do? They would just go and grab one or two things just to. And then she went on that blog to comment. And I think there was a celebrity or so who commented. She attacked the person. And, you know, Mabel doesn't cease a fire when you come at AY. So I'll be like, okay. Like this last one, say, I beg.
I think she also responded or somebody said somebody was rude or something. Or something.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. Because, well, that, but I also tell people, if you're a useless man, your woman will not come as I'm fighting for you. She'll be happy too now. Good for him. So, maybe help me get her down.
She's helping your home. Are you okay, honey? She's texting her friend saying, good for him.
No, no. But it's fine. It's,
do you,
it's,
do
it's
you
fine.
Wish that you, you know, do you feel like you maybe shouldn't have answered some questions you were asked in certain interviews? Do you think that might have actually prevented a lot of all?
Oh, yes. It makes the interview boring. Talker who wants you to come on a show needs that content that would drive the show. So you come and you come here and start giving yes.
No.
Not really. Exactly. Even the people who are going to, they're just going to go to another page. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Boring. As usual. His interview was as dry as his jokes.
Let's be honest. Comments like that, do they get to you?
Well, because it used to. It used to. Let me tell you one time. My wife used to call pastor. He has started though. I think he's been reading comments. and all of that. Now, some of these people, they don't know how bad it is. If entertainers are not able to overcome all of this, they do it for fun. But they don't know the damage that they are causing to your system, your mental health. They don't know. Tomorrow, that individual will pass as a result of all the tension, the animosity, the bullying, everything that you packed on that guy. The honor you are going to do for that same person that you killed is to put up his picture. He was a great actor. He was a great comedian. He was this, he was that. But now you kill him. But you don't know, because what they do it for fun. People wake up and they'll be like, this marriage looks good. How would it spoil them? You just want to come up with stories to hurt the marriage. And at the same, and when you succeed, the woman is on this side, you're on this other side, the children are not suffering as a result of what you caused through your comments, through your trends that you want to create. But you go home to your own family, you are happy. Life goes on for you guys, but you have destroyed.
That's what they say, that the pen is mightier than the sword. Because I remember during the election time when people came at me because I wasn't comparing both, but I said it's as bad. It is as bad. The things you say sometimes online and the people who are out in the streets bullying people, and it is the same. With the wounds you even sustain, you can heal. Those ones you can't see are the ones that start to show up in different areas. Do you know what I mean? You're someone who's probably confident about your craft, thinking I'm great at what I do. But by the time you keep hearing for so long, he's not funny. You are now oversensitive when you're about to do the next show because you're like, you know, it seeps in one way or the other. And it's a mental thing. Do you know what I mean? So you rather someone meets you in the street and slaps you. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, if you punch me, I get a black eye. I can recover from the black eye. But the words you've said to me would always show up when I'm about to make big decisions.
And when that forms a trend, the trend starts because somebody said it.
Yes, and then
not because they know.
But not because it's true.
Not because they have been to the shows to see you.
Yes.
But because someone already said it. So this is me killing my shows, killing my tours. And I'm looking at myself, but let me be this now. So what is going on? But because someone says it, it's easier for the bandwagons to fly with it. So it becomes a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a dent on your personality. They don't care. Now, someone came online and said, AY's mouth is smelling.
But that's not like an insult.
Guess what? Now, you come on your page. Wow, you don't brush this money. Because they say your mouth, they smell.
Wow.
At some point in time, you're almost forced to say like, Tokyo, come near me. My bad, this man. You're forced to go around and talk. So there was a
video. And that's what they want. They want you to go mad.
They want you to run mad.
Yes.
They want you dead. They want you dead. And they enjoy it. They enjoy it. Because give or take, the hardship out there, this is the only thing that gives them succor.
Mm-hmm.
That makes them happy. At least somebody has feel something today. May God punish them. Only one God, one bless. Eat your smelly mouth.
Have you ever had any, like, you know how as celebrities or as, you know, entertainers, creatives, whatever, the gift and the curse, you know, you have a blessed life. But there's also you dealing with this sort of BS on the regular. Is there one article or story you've heard about yourself that really, 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 really touched you? That you thought, why?
You know, people flying with lies.
Mm.
That's where my emotions come out. And that's when they'll be saying, oh, don't comment. Oh, you cannot respond. Oh, don't do this.
Does it annoy you when people tell you not to respond to
it? Yes, it's very painful sometimes because it's deep.
But do you know why they tell you not to respond?
I know now. Mm-hmm. I know now. You know, it's like something is going on. RMD has grabbed his phone. Where are you there? If I yes see you, if I yes say, and my body will be boiling. As I'm dropping the call, is that Alibaba is calling. If you respond to that thing, you know, but the ones that are unbearable is when the lie is against children and women. Because I keep saying that, let me find Pekin for 13 years now. It would be very stupid, very extremely stupid of me to describe another man's child as a dog.
Mm. That really hurt you. Yeah. You did a whole network video
very
production.
Stupid. So if you're not getting it, you're not getting it.
Mm.
And I'm sorry if you find it detrimental.
Mm.
But don't push the narrative. Don't take it to the angle. I'm a full-blown family brand.
Mm.
Look at the people who come for my shows. Fully family-oriented. The brands that support my shows. Go and look at the list. You will not see all the Accor. You will not see all these people. You see all fully family brand. And they must have seen something in me to maintain that level of respect and personality that they would love to associate with.
Mm.
And then when you come out and do this, and then the big brothers are saying, don't respond. And I'd be like, no.
This is going to take money from my pocket.
No, this one, no. Because it's not it.
Mm. But let me ask you a question.
And I tried, even in explaining it, I don't go, you're dragging me to the gutter. I don't want to fight dirty. I would not use one word of insult.
Mm.
So you'd know that we're not dragging anything.
Mm. I want to ask why you didn't just pick up your phone to call him. Like, was that an option to think, rather than actually do this, let me just call this guy and just be like, my guy. What exactly is the issue?
It's easier to do that.
Mm.
It's easier to do that. But sometimes when you see the fire burning out there, you already don't know what to expect. You know how funny it will be like when you now get a direct insult.
Mm.
Insults can be flying everywhere. It's okay. All of us want trend. Be with the trend. That's fine.
Mm.
You know? But there are some people who probably wouldn't know how to take it directly. I have younger ones too,
mm-hmm.
who can match you on every levels and every standard. whether streets or otherwise, without me getting involved. But you won't see them comment. You won't see them put out anything. They'll just go about their lives because we have home training. We understand hierarchy. There's respect. Respect. You know, we were well brought up. Let me use that word. So when people say, why is he always apologizing? No. If I know that this you find detrimental or this I did you wrong, no, come on. I will come out and I will say that I'm sorry.
Do people apologize to you though?
Well, I can't. Well, I think, I think I experienced one of recent, which was good, okay. Which was good, which was very, very good. I mean, very, very good. And
how did that make you feel?
It increased the respect that I already, you know, had for the person. It increased the respect because I could say that I know this person. For who this person is, he would never, ever imagine or think of. But for him to go that route, he earned my respect. You know, and life goes on. All of us don't hold it, okay? Yeah. We can't be dragging each other today. Yeah. This one drag. We should. That's what the fans are looking for. Versus. Whiskey FC versus Bada FC, Davido FC. That's what they're looking for.
And these guys are actually cool. It's just
they
the
are
fans
cool.
who are.
They are cool. Super cool.
It's not that deep for them.
The Davido, me and they drink champagne. We're picking them. We'll go greet the king. So, they are cool. So why do you want to kill yourself? Why do you want to kill yourself? You won't die. For matter we know, you won't just die for nothing. And they don't start coming at each other. Tell your papa, your mama, and I go do this. How dare you, our David. Yeah, our David. Not being Dr. Walters, I don't know you too now.
That's why I said that he can take a joke because David is the one who's a true. I tell him, one time I sent him a message, I said to David, I said, because we're both Scorpios, he's November. And I just always ignore. I never get into issues that have to do with me online. I learned a thing from what I asked you now. That's why I asked you that question. And I think I've taken a cue from your book because I realized that some things that I've left have later on become an identity that does not belong to me. So I respect, that's why I asked what I asked. I respect the fact that when it came to kids or, you know, waiting or whatever, you came out to address that one time issue. I remember when the blogs woke up one day and from nowhere it said my house had been seized. Never happened. I let it go. Till today, you randomly see somebody who is still going to write out there that that's how one sugar daddy bought a house and the house was seized. And I'm like, your wife did my house. Yeah. The house is still standing there. Nothing. They don't even know where. It was literally someone who wrote out of being bored, wrote a tweet.
And when you try to explain this.
I didn't. That was the mistake I probably made.
They will say, Shalaye.
FC.
They always are, if you do it this way, there's a word for it. There's a comment waiting for you. If you keep quiet.
Well, no, but what you said now has just taught me that there's certain things because you looked at it from a
brand that endorses you. You must address some certain things.
You know, their family brands and them hearing that you're out for somebody's kid, it could have a ripple effect. So for that reason, you did what you did.
Yeah.
And I learned because the reason why I don't respond.
And I have a daughter that is very, very vast.
Right.
I mean, she understands her environment. She knows what's happening online and what have you. And I know that it won't be a good thing for even somebody like my daughter to see. All our friends would see that, your dad described someone else's. No, it has to be addressed. It has to be addressed. And me, I am the king of receipts. So every time, like you go and look at all the series of everybody who came, I had receipts for everybody that shot everything up. Now, when I go out to do that, I'm not doing that because you came for me, but I'm not coming for you, but I'm only just defending myself. I'm only saying that this thing that you're saying it is not what you think it is.
Mm.
So it's left for you to fly with it and for life to go on.
Mm.
Or
did he reach back to you to apologize?
Oh no, rather I got another dose of insults and testimonial. But then at that point, I've made a point I needed to make.
Mm.
So there's no need jumping into the gutter and fighting dirty.
Mm. Interesting. The life of an entertainer and this thing called fame. Do you sometimes wish you weren't famous? That prayer you said you prayed.
I love the life that I live.
Oh. I live the life that I love.
I love it. Huh? Mm. So I will not say no. I don't want to be again because of
you. You know why I'm asking that? Because some people are just, they just can't take it. Do you know how many people that you are still here?
Mm.
Do you know how many people would have just one taste of one back and
I'm
going
to jump into Todd Miller
Bridge. They don't need to. They just need to shut that shit down and be like, nah, I'm not doing this again.
I've seen some people just, you just see their Instagram page just vanish overnight.
Yes.
Why?
Because they can't take it. It's not everyone who's built that way.
Come on, go ahead, guys. It's part of show business. Drag me up.
Wow. So do you read some of these comments when these things are happening?
Me? I can read 4,000 comments.
You're lying.
Me? Hey, why? Because sometimes I really want to know, what do you think about me?
Why do you care?
I want to understand human nature. Understanding human nature gives you the ability to know where to position yourself at different points in time. Because you're going to walk into somewhere thinking that everybody likes you.
Mm. There's something called energy, though, because I know how to read energy, so yeah. I don't necessarily need to read 1,000 comments. I go off of energy.
So it's good for you to have awareness.
Mm.
You know, do you know the bad one? The bad one, if you go to some of these blogs, you will not see people that you know commenting and all. Those ones, I already just know where to place you. Because if you care that much, you should have called to ask, what's going on? At least hear the other side of the story.
Mm.
So the social media space is one-sided. And let me tell you how bad it is. If A comes today with a version, everybody flies with it. And then guess what? If B comes tomorrow with a different version, we've not seen this one before now. They will fly with B again.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment for them.
Mm.
It's something that is helping them to curb the frustration that has engulfed their being.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so we call ourselves entertainers.
Mm.
Yes, we're entertaining them.
So let's talk about your movie career a little bit, because you are one of those, they can't really put you in a box. When they say AY the comedian, I know that's your name, but you've gone beyond being a comedian. You know, you started your own production. You've always had your own production company, even for your shows.
Mm-hmm.
But then you started doing movies.
Yeah.
And you've had Merry Men 1, 2, 3. And people still think the movies are not interesting, but you are still breaking cinema record.
I gave you a perfect example. It's called the league table.
Mm.
There's Man City at the top right now. There's Liverpool. There's Tottenham. It's Arsenal, it's Chelsea. Go on and on and on till you see the people that are at the bottom.
Mm.
But what makes the league interesting? Every other Saturdays, you will see them playing against each other. And you see their different fan base coming out to support their own.
Mm.
So for someone like me, I am happy to know that I still have that fan base.
Mm.
That says, we like what you're doing. And the one that doesn't find it interesting, I also want to learn.
Mm. No, but I want to know the recipe to you, because there's that conversation. There's you having the highest grossing movie cinema of all time. And it's like, do you think it's because of the controversy that makes people flood the cinemas to watch it more?
Okay. The highest grossing movie of all time, that has changed now. Okay. You know,
I mean, at that time, yes, I remember yes, the time okay, that good. I'm talking about the yes. time.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That has changed now. But then, it's the work. A lot of people, when they look at you, they see you as a comedian. I've seen directors work with me. I've seen actors work with me. It was when they came close that they understood that, okay, this guy did not just jump into Nollywood. I trained as a theater artist.
Mm.
I majored in directing. I was the only student in the history of my school that directed a convocation production that is being handled by the profs and the rest. All of this did not come from anywhere. Now, I'll see my director sometimes we're working and I'm sending references. I'm saying, this is what I think. Oh, can we do it this way? And then they say, wow. These are people that you are bringing in to do the job.
Mm.
But they are respecting the fact that you know what you want and they go about it. And then comes the marketing aspect. And then comes all the other elements that makes it solid. When it comes to characterization, nobody picks my characters for me for different roles. Even to Gateman, I mean, no, they can't Gateman when I want.
So why haven't I been casted in any of them?
he see, I always tell people that I know that there's always a good time for something good.
Mm.
Yeah. So I can't make you passive. You're talking Makiwa, for God's sake.
Yeah, but can we do another one? Not Merryman, because you've done Merryman like 3 times now.
We can still marry.
Okay. What is it about
Merryman
anyway?
No. It's not.
No,
for now. The franchise is, they say when music sounds good, you play it twice. I can't just wake up and say I'm doing Merryman 2 if the people were not asking for 2.
That's what I mean. So is it that people were flocking into the cinema? That's the question I asked you. Do you feel like everything you do causes talk? And do you feel like part of the talk is also what makes, because it's like now, I was a part of a production that was on Netflix. It was one of the top movies on Netflix last year. And this movie was dragged. Mm-hmm. And just like you, I went through people that I called friends, not outrightly supporting me, but would send me a DM because they didn't want to get into the conversation. And guess what? If it's their controversy, the talk or he made the movie number one in a lot of countries. The fact that they were talking about it so much made Glamour Girls watched even more.
It's also part of what forms the concept of show business. There must be something to show for the business to come.
Mm.
That's why it's called showbiz. Show, and then the business will come. So all those showing, all those talk, all those is also part of it. You see somebody, I don't want to talk about it. Make myself go see him. Let me go and say it. And the numbers are increasing.
Mm.
The numbers are increasing. So that's why sometimes I even pray for people to, you know, look for something to talk about.
Because it'd be bad if they just ignore you.
You ignore me. I'll be still now. Mosquito will just be perching on top of my water. Like, let the water be moving.
Oh my God, this has been such an interesting conversation.
Thank you.
I love how you keep evolving yourself. Like for people who are just coming into the industry and they see how, you know, every other year, it's almost as if you even stopped marketing so much. It's that Sunday we just, you know, and you do it in Warri, you do it in Abuja, you do it in Lagos and then movies and you're always quick to also like, I like that you also like you calling Daybot, like there's a bridge with even the young people who just came to the industry. And an inclusion that you do as well, which I think is great.
Yeah.
It's very amazing to see someone who's been around for 25 years and who is still very much, you know, at the top of his league after 25 years, regardless. And, you know, I know you mentioned also waiting for a child. You almost seemed like even the things, like you've had all the good things happen to you and even the bad things, you find a way to somehow just make it work.
Yeah. Today. Oh yeah, take MFRO today. Yeah, take fire tomorrow. There's always like, okay, so it's not a question of, okay, should I stop taking so that they don't do this to me?
When
or they
things
don't
are
do
going
that?
So good, do you get scared?
No, it's just a sign that you're working. That's what confirms that you're doing well. You know? So for me, evil people will forever be evil.
Mm.
And the only way you can stop them or make them wallow in their evil is for you to continue to succeed.
Mm.
And that is where I stand.
Mm. Yeah, people always think you're from Delta worry?
I'm from Ondo State, well, actually.
I'm from Ondo State, too.
Yeah. I'm from Ondo State. You're my sister. I'm from Ifon in Ose local government area of Ondo State. Yeah. So I speak the language.
I speak the language.
Oh, you do? With all this, your spring, spring, spring.
Me little.
Hey.
Makafo.
Where are you for?
Ah, she been made for.
Yeah.
Am I not speaking it right now?
Oh, me, you can't hear me?
Ah, awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Chicken, swing.
I know, we always have like different dialects.
Abatola is another one.
Yes.
Too. Even like, more Abudu.
Jeez, we're from. Yeah. There's something special
about
us.
We should come
so
up
too.
With something.
I really think so too. I think so.
Ondo State is not giving anything to us. Maybe we should go and give to them.
I know. We actually need to go back home and try because the state has produced a lot of stars.
So the mix up for people is because I was born, bred and buttered in Warri.
So Baole, I'm trying to say, how did you know how to speak Ondo?
Ondo? My parents. Do you know, back in the day, parents
would speak to themselves.
And you grab it.
That happened in my household, but they will speak Yoruba to us.
Yes.
Or speak Idori to themselves.
They do. I learned from AY to Bola to Runke to Buki to Yomi to that. We all learned our language in that living room in Warri.
Are you serious?
With our parents. Not because we're going to the village. And I can speak it so very well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. I know also that you have your siblings in the industry. Sometimes do you feel the weight of big brother, just knowing that, you know, your brother is a designer? It's like a family con.
Those are younger ones that I'm extremely proud of. Extremely proud of, because they followed the template. And the template was, you know, get into that vehicle, go to Lagos and succeed. You know, if big brother can do it, you can do it. And they didn't just come depending on the fact that I have one big brother. They were working individually to make a name for themselves. And of course, you can help in giving some sort of soft landing based on...
Were you the first to come to Lagos out of all of them?
Yes. So creating that enabling environment, I can grab some credit. But I'm going to give it to them 100%. Mm. These are hardworking young men. And they are the friends that I have. So once in a while, I just say, when they come out, we'll just chill by the poolside before the bonbon happen. We'll just start strategizing. What's happening in your business? What are you doing? And all of that. So that's it. So I'm happy. I'm proud of them.
I got to ask you this, because a lot of comedians in Nigeria, you all have bombshell wives. Your wives are so stunning. How did these women agree to date you guys? Because I knew when you probably started talking to her, you had nothing in your pocket. All you probably had was, and I'm not saying she'll follow you for your pocket, but I'm saying that sometimes when you see, I say the same thing to Bovi, I say the same to all of you guys, like your wives are always stunning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, did you laugh your way into their hearts?
Maybe I dried my way in.
Because you and Mabel have been together
maybe, we've been together for almost 20 years.
20 years?
And so,
how do you stay with someone for 20 years?
You would know that. You would know that it had nothing to do with, oh, you don't make her now, so you can't go find one fine girl. No. Even the same Mabel herself, there was a time too, she used to be like,
you started
it's like
together.
You, it's like you but now, go, always... and grab, go and grab some of your newly liked pictures now.
You didn't.
Yeah. Compared to now. Yeah. So it's growth process.
Mm. How did you guys meet? I've never asked you.
Yeah, we met at Delta State University. I told you I was into the beauty pageant business at the time.
Yeah.
So when I graduated, then she came in and all of that. So when I came back, the guy under the beauty pageant was just parading some set of girls like that. I don't want to call them war girls, you know. And then I was like, no, this pageant, I find girls, they did this pageant now. Mm. Is it that you guys are not? So I decided to go scouting on campus. And then I saw her. And when I saw her, I mean, the calling was now beyond the pageantry.
Mm.
So God loved me.
Did you know
at
that
point?
Was it like, you know how people said when they saw their partners, they knew that this is the person they want to marry? Was that what it was for you?
It wasn't, because one, at the time I was already scared of fine girls, because I've been dating fine girls. All of them don't show me shaggy.
Really?
Ah yeah yeah.
You chop shaggy. Bash, bish, bish,
bah, bah, bah. So even my friends, one of them advised me, say, your taste is too high. Eh? With the kind of pocket and face that you have, lower your taste. Small, it will favor you. That place where you go, you will die.
Wow.
You know? But me, I refuse to lower taste, though. As a man, and there was a connection, because we started off as friends.
Mm.
And then she would visit and all of that. So all the while, I would comport myself. I'm not moving my hand. I'm not doing this. Mm. I'm not. So that made me score some valid points.
Mm.
I'm like, wow, this guy is...
Locked, he likes me for me.
Yeah, so well, we locked it in.
That's amazing.
And here we are. I mean, it's going to be 15 years of marriage this November. So on the 29th. So we're good together. And we'll be celebrating about 20 years of connection, friendship, being together.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like in your later part of your life, you tend to value? Because you know how with all the, we hear all sorts of crazy stories about marriages these days. It's always like, it's inevitable. And, you know, there are people who, like yourself, 15 years with someone is not beans. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
And don't forget, who says they are not fighting?
Who
says they are not quarreling?
Yeah.
Who says one will not wake up today and say, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not doing this shit anymore. And people say, okay, me too. I don't do. Let's go. But finding the way to find that balance is very, very important, especially when you guys give room for each other to breathe and trash issues out. Talk about communication is key. It's very, very important. In as much as A is finding the reason to say, okay, I'm wrong.
Mm.
I apologize. Life will always continue. And then that's it. If it's about fighting, or trust me. Ha.
You guys have had your own fair share.
Everybody.
I think that's what makes it such a beautiful union. And, you know, if people were more real and more honest about the fact that marriage is not a walk in the park.
No, it's not.
Maybe then people might feel like, okay, this thing I'm going through in my marriage is not so bad. You know, phases will come. There are phases when you're happy. There are phases when you guys go through. And congratulations on the new birth. Having a baby again after all those years. I know you used to post sleeping, you know, being awake all night. How was it for you to adjust to being a father to a newborn again?
Well, I don't know. But it's just that one now, she thinks we are age mates. Because every time she wants to play and then I'm forced to be doing all the ta-ta-ta-ta and running around. I say, come on, guy. So I look at myself and say, this one they're born with from whole day. So. But I'm counting it all joy. I'm counting all joy. I mean, it was some sort of weeping that endured for a while, but this joy came in the morning, and there's something I'm happy about. And that's why when anybody will come and say, oh, the house is... I just turn and look at them and say, thank God, my family were not in that house.
Hmm. Yeah. AOY, this has been so interesting. I learned so much from chatting with you, and I'm so happy that you graced our podcast, and you know, people get to know the man behind all the controversy that's happened this year. This Christmas, is there going to be a special?
I'm expecting the one that is going to come out from this interview.
I'm sure there won't be a lot.
He's there, he's hiding somewhere. You will not see it. Wait until they will put it together. They can cut half, yeah.
Mm.
You'll cut another half, you'll cut off, they'll merge it.
Together. Do you think that it would stop you from doing a lot of interviews? I knew how apprehensive you were about doing this.
No, I really didn't want to do this, but this is talking Makiwa for crying out loud.
Thank you.
How many knows? I mean, there are some people who are going to fight me. So you can do
Talker zone,
Abi.
That's what Funke said when she came here. That Funke said, I don't do any interviews. And many people are going to blow up my phone now to say I can't. But yeah. I told you, it's going to be such a nice conversation. And I hope you had a good time.
I want to see how nice it is. After now.
Wow.
I can't wait to see how nice it is.
I think it's actually, now that you said it, you're not going to give them work to do. They will now literally go back and look for how they want to
let them look for. I need the trend.
I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity. No. I tell people there's actually no such thing as bad publicity. Good, bad. Mm-hmm. Imagine you not being talked about at all with all the work you've done in your life. Mm-hmm. Imagine people seeing things about you and just passing and thinking,
that's what I tell some of my friends in the industry when we're together. So a fan would probably ask for a picture and I'll be like, sorry, I'm not in the mood. No pictures and all that. So I was saying to one of them at the time, I said, just imagine if the situation were different. You're in a place, everybody just pass you. Nobody even gives
a nod of, I know you
or anything. How would that make you feel? Now, for the fact that you're being celebrated, the only aesthetic balance you can create for these people is to also make them happy.
Mm.
And that is going to increase the celebration.
I feel like you and, you know, most of who you've had issues with this year, you need to come together and do a show at Christmas. Put the business first. Would you be up for it?
The business, everybody knows me. Those who knows that I don't have issues.
So if you got a call from one of them and said, let's do a show together, you'd be a
jolly good fellow.
That's nice.
Seeing people happy makes me happy. As a matter of fact, I'm happy seeing people happy when I don't even make money. I just go home like, wow, in as much as they're happy, that's my money.
I feel like one of those brands that are watching this, make this happen, because I would definitely attend a roast with the lineup. I want you guys to roast each other and get it out. Is that not a nice way to end beef in the comedy? You know how rappers will just do rap battles, rap here, and it's the end. Is that not a nice way to just end the controversy when you have a show?
If that happens, let me go and be preparing my dry roast.
Wow, you are actually funny. For those who say you're not funny, I don't know what, I honestly don't know what they're looking for. But thank you so much for gracing the couch and thank you for being such an inspiration. I definitely learned from what you said in terms of responding to the things that actually matter. Because I've had this tone deaf attitude towards, I just don't bother. I'm just like, I can't stoop so low to be answering whatever you want to think. Those who love me, love me. Those who don't. But I've seen situations where one or two cases, there's that narrative that is then formed about you. But what scares me the most about responding, I don't know if you consider this, for me, is always when they talk, no one listens. When you talk,
that is the story of my life. Every situation that you see out there,
you gave it life.
Never started from me. Never, not one.
Mm-hmm.
It is only one time that AY would just on this podcast mic like the fear of me. Only the one time I would just go behind this mic like this. Otilo.
Yeah, it's gone.
Everywhere.
It's going.
It's
like that. So that's why I used to not respond. Because I would feel like, a couple of people will see it when they do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I respond, then the narrative changes. Token marking why response to. Then you start getting calls. You start getting calls from people in America. Mm-hmm. You start getting calls. And I'm just like, I just can't deal with this. But then I've seen that, you know, there are certain things that when it comes to brands you work with and things, you should stand up for yourself.
This is your podcast, Gurish Patril.
Okay, on that note, this is where AY is telling you he wants to go. Thank you so much.
And you are also going to reciprocate this gesture.
Of course. There's
there's a new one coming out.
A movie?
No. I'll share with you.
Why am I not in the next movie? If you do another movie, I'm threatening AY on my podcast now.
The movie is about characterization.
So you don't, you've not seen a character that
no,
I can
if
play.
I'm looking, if I'm looking for a fine, sexy-looking girl.
I think I've been stereotyped too much. I don't want to do that. I want to do something different. Take me to the market. Like, I want to do something different. I can
if I'm
properly.
Looking for Iyara Motad, I will be saying.
I can do Iyara Motad now.
I will not call you so that you can come and pinch her. Oh my God, I'm a lion strategy now. Huh. And then they will not come on the comment section. What is she doing here?
But guess what? They'll go and watch it. You send them to Tima to go and watch it. Mole Ramala, Mole Soyuba. Mole Soyuba, Jaja.
When I see the bag of who wants to say Amala, give them.
I know who carried that back for that now. Now go disguise me. Like, I really want to play like a role that is not.
Don't worry. We're going to get there.
These days, I turn down movie roles that have to do with the stereotype. Like, fine girl speaks. No, I want something that would challenge me mentally. Do you know what I mean? I would
like don't worry. You'll fight now.
I would learn as long as you get a trainer.
We'll get a trainer. Mm-hmm. But don't work by a holy shit podcast, though.
On that note, guys, thank you so much for watching. I hope you've had as much fun as I have bringing this your way. When next you see me harass somebody in public, guys, it was a lot of hard work. Please stop asking for them to come on the podcast. Just take the guests I give you because I literally have to harass them. He said I'll be coming a principality. What did you say I'd become?
You're a familiar spirit.
Familiar spirit because you cannot wake up. I'm there. Anyway, morning. When are we seeing you on the podcast? Good afternoon. When are we seeing you? But I'm so happy you came. Yeah, and this was harmless. I'll chat with you guys on the next episode of Talk Hair Movements. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.